What is your name, please?
Waddle and Sylvie.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Pull up your pants, take off the bra, and be a man.
Hey, girl.
Boom, 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 boom,
was I sent to yell, hey girl,
hey girl,
at the start of the Zoom for Bears Matt Nagy press conference for OTAs. Media availability today. Back in the day, I was a Bears reporter down the dial. And my first several years spent on this radio station, ESPN 1000, when I was first hired in 1998 when ESPN purchased AM 1000, I was hired to be the Bears beat guy. And I was from 98 to 2003.
Put me on. I got a hot Bears nug.
So I took out my press hat again. And I told you on the air yesterday, I've said this, that I have two guys I want to ask direct questions to. Direct.
Just like, only two guys.
Two guys right now, okay?
Like, one is the president. Do UFOs exist?
Oh, well, that's true, of course. So I don't know. Does the president know? Are they hiding stuff?
I don't know.
So I want to ask Matt Nagy directly or Ryan Pace directly. No, like, who, you know, with no outs. I want to know, did you or didn't you promise Andy Dalton that he would be the starting quarterback on opening day?
Mark Silverman from ESPN 1000 isn't going to get an opportunity to ask that question in 2021.
So, let's backtrack, though, a little bit. Okay. So the request has been put in on the show to get Matt Nagy on the show. And usually Matt does come on the show.
He does.
He did not go on. He recently went on with Cap and Hoodie. That question was not asked. I also want to ask Jed Hoyer, are you trying to win the World Series this year? I think, like, just plain and simple, Jed, is the goal for the 2021 Cubs to win the World Series? All right, so two things I want to ask newsmakers in this town to put my reporter hat on. So after I've been turned down numerous times to have Matt Nagy on the show, and we have great conversations with Matt. When I've met Matt away from, you know, Hallis and at restaurants, we have great conversations. He's been great to my kids. Told you last year on draft day, 2020, after I went public with my diagnosis for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, he called me on draft day. Like, there they are. They're ready to draft. Now, they didn't have a first round pick.
Why are you giving me so much trouble about Mitch and not using him correctly?
He called me and he said, you know, we're all with you. And it what a guy. He's a great guy.
Great guy.
I still want to know.
Well, you can still have a relationship and acknowledge he's a great guy, be constructively critical when you need to be, and point out the good things when those things happen.
You know, I'm telling you, so then I brought it up on the air yesterday. Okay, there's a Zoom call today. I've always watched these on the Bears' Twitter handle. After, you always make fun of me. Sylvie likes a good press conference.
Likes a good press conference. I think he gets... never mind. We just did a podcast, and I was able to say some things there that
almost get twisted?
Yeah, I almost did. I almost forgot where I was.
That has dropped on the ESPN Chicago app. If it hasn't dropped exactly now, it will sometime today.
Let's just say you're very excited sitting at home or wherever you're at watching a good press conference.
Right, like after the Bears play on a Sunday, I go right away. I put on the televisions, the Red Zone's on, and so is the next game on free TV. But I have my phone out or my computer out because I want to hear what Matt Nagy says about, hey, what happened on this play? Why did he make that call? Why did he didn't run the ball? Why he didn't do this? I want to know those answers for the show the next day. So I always watch it. So I said, oh, they have a Zoom call today. And we talked about it on the air that I was going to come to work today. And I was going to sign in. I didn't know how this works on the link where I raise my hand and ask a question. Abdallah, did I not text you this morning too, saying, hey, let's make sure we got our I's dotted and T's crossed. Am I able to get on there? Sign in as me.
Yeah, you said, Adam, log in for me. You said, make sure I can log in.
You're a great technology guy.
You should have contacted me, Abdallah, immediately, and I would have suggested to you, make sure that you have a bald cap and you sign in under David Kaplan or even Don Pearson. Because if you sign in under Mark Silverman with a bulging vein in your neck with staples in your head and you're screaming about it stars at the top, you're not going to get a question. So you lost the battle before it started.
So I'm all excited. You know, the heart's going a little bit. And Waddle's leaving the office. Waddle doesn't want anything to do with any of this.
Your little reindeer games. No, I don't.
Waddle has left the office just so he's not even attached to the stench. Yeah. Reminds me of the old Vinny Del Negro interview. Yeah.
I still gotta live in this town.
He's like, what am I getting myself into with this boob? D Rose at the end of the game, Vinny. And you just nervously laugh. So you're out of the office.
Yep.
Everyone's leaving me alone. And they call for a 1 o'clock press conference. So I'm signed in at 12:48. I want to make sure the technology is right. I want to make sure I'm on.
What place in line are you at that point?
I think I was first. I noticed my hand was up first.
Yeah.
And then I saw Colleen Kane's hand from the Tribune go up next. All right. So we're there early. Like, I was there 10 minutes before they even let you into the room. Mm-hmm. You know, when you get the old Zoom, everyone's using Zoom.
That's kind of stalking behavior as well. Probably
portends poorly
for the question that's about to be presented.
So I got the old school hat on. It says press on the front.
Yeah.
I'm signed in, and of course, the Bears aren't on time. So I'm there at 12:48. They don't even start at 1 like they're supposed to. They start at like 1:15.
Justin Fields is outside throwing dimes, dropping dimes everywhere. Of course, you're going to be late.
And that's all that matters, really. Right. I mean, I'm half, you know. As long as Justin Fields is great. Yeah.
You're full red ass. Don't worry.
I'm in red ass mode.
You're not half. You're not half.
So I'm there. My hand is up.
Maybe they didn't see it.
And they called on everybody. And not only did they not call on me, one of the administrators then lowered my hand for me. And Abdallah noticed it. Abdallah texted me. What happened to your hand? Your hand's not up. I didn't touch anything. I'm waiting in line. I'm watching. I'm taking notes. I'm all ready, so I re-raise my hand again.
What are you taking notes on at that point?
The Fields. They talked about Justin Fields today. His deep ball, like you said, about what he's going over with Flip. That they're repeating all the lingo.
But none of that had anything to do with the question you were about to drop on him.
It's back on. A couple more questions happen. This is still going on. My hand's up.
Mr. Carter.
That's an old reference. The Mr. Carter. What is it? Horseshack?
Welcome back, Carter.
Yeah, welcome back, Carter.
Was it Epstein? Was it Epstein that used it?
I thought it was Arnold Horseshack, wasn't it?
Or was it
maybe Epstein?
I don't know. It could have been the John Travolta character as well. Vinny Barbarino.
We're talking about mid-70s, aren't we? Late 70s.
Isn't that when you last covered the Bears?
And then, all right, so it's getting late in the game, and Weeder's called, and Biggs is called, and Colleen Kane is called.
Biggs, you're driving, by the way, too, during this.
Yeah.
He's got the phone stand on his dash so he can drive. He can multitask. You're prepared? Biggs is
coming. Okay, I wrote down my question so I wouldn't lose thought, you know? And about Patrick Finley's asking about vaccines, and Deion Miller's asking about not Zooming and teaching, and all these questions are being asked.
Okay, let me ask you a question, though. Knowing the business the way you did, business is different now than it was then, but these are people that cover the team every single day.
Fine.
Were you okay with just being shuffled to the back?
Get the beat guys. Let them ask their questions.
Come to the deadbeat guy last.
But I have taken time out of my day.
Yeah.
I have a direct question for the coach who I have requested for this show to join us so we could ask him a direct question. Was Andy Dalton promised the starting job on opening day? Not in minicamp. Not in training camp, but does Justin Fields have no shot to win the opening day job because someone made a promise to Andy Dalton? I was ready to go, and then all of a sudden, the guy running the show said,
"All right, we got time for two more. We're going to go Mike Berman, and we're going to close out with Jason Leisure."
Yeah. Not only did they not call me, he had to stick it in my face. It was like he was doing a Dikembe. Like he was posing after. It was a bat flip. He was like, yeah, for Silverman over there.
All right, we got time for two more. We're going to go Mike Berman. We're going to close out with Jason Leisure.
Or did he show you professional courtesy to allow you to leave the room with your dignity as opposed to staying online and then all of a sudden being just dropped off? He gave you the heads up that you ain't getting in.
Did you see my reaction too, Black and Abdallah? You guys were watching it, and I guess you can see everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw you close out real quick.
I got up. I was not happy, and I still am mad. I mean, look, let me know. My hands up. If you don't want the question, if you don't want Bears fans to know if their prized rookie has no chance to start on opening night, because it's the Sunday night game against the Rams. If you don't want that, let me know, and I'll happily go along my day. But to show up early, to wait this thing out, and then to just, because we're not doing things in person, and this goes, Dan and I were texting Weider, where back in the day, before Zoom and everything, the press conferences is just whoever yells.
Free for all.
It yells their question first, right? And that's where I would do well at. I could yell.
I would say, oh, you haven't lost that talent.
Yeah.
I would suggest to you that in all seriousness, this is also a look inside the world of teams now managing the message more than ever. And some of it is a residual from the pandemic. Some of it is their desire to continue to want to have full control of what's being asked and what's being answered as much as they can. It's the reason why, I mean, we've seen this over the course of time. Even before the pandemic, things changed. The pandemic, look, at some point, I would assume that they would open up. I mean, what's for a good meeting between the coach and the members of the press outdoors? After practice, I mean, that was standard, wasn't it? After certain days?
And look, and you just say your question, and he stands there anymore.
Is that not going to happen this year?
No, and I don't think so. And again, I know a lot of the fans probably couldn't give two you-know-whats about this. But I think they're important questions for the fan base. Like, if we want to know, just tell us. Does Justin Fields not have a chance to win the job on opening day because of some silly-ass promise the general manager or head coach made to get Andy Dalton to sign here as opposed to Denver or somewhere else? That's all I want to know. Like, what? Don't hide that from us. Just tell us. Justin doesn't even have a chance because we decided to give some stupid-ass promise to Andy Dalton, a replacement-level quarterback at the age of 33.
This was, weren't the odds on Sylvie actually asking a question was like DeGrom against the Orioles? It was like -270.
He gets no run support. So.
-270. Yeah. I was going to get that question answered.
Abdallah and I sit here every day, and we've been on these Zooms each and every day throughout the pandemic. So I would say we consume 70% of all the Zooms that have taken place in this city since the pandemic started. I thought your chances were very low, Sylvie, to get a question, and this is why.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Do you believe if he would have stolen the identity of a David Kaplan or a Don Pearson, would they have allowed his question to go through?
Perhaps, because it would have been funny. And then you also probably would have made the late local news on many channels, right? Yeah. Like if you had a little bald cap on and you were, it said David Kaplan, but clearly it was Sylvie in his office.
Local radio boob, ask his question.
Yeah. It would have been cute. It would have been nice. We would have got
you could have been Brad Palmer. You could have gone with the same thing.
Little glasses.
Professor.
I don't think any of them remember Brad.
Well, Sylvie, I've got good news for you.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got good news for you. Next week.
Okay.
Tuesday.
Oh, I'm not doing it again.
No, you are.
You have to.
Yes, you are. You have to put it. You got to put in the legwork.
I'm showing up at 12:10 now.
No.
They're always late. So I think that was the first mistake, is assuming that they would be on time.
Here's the beauty of this. This is what we can do. Next week, veteran mini camp.
Perfect.
So none of this veteran mini camp. So we've got Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Availability Matt every day?
Nagy availability.
3 days.
This
two
will be a good thing.
2 days during the show.
Oh, that's great.
So two days, Sylvie will go into another room with a laptop.
Set it up. Can we set it up here and just on the air?
No, because
you can't broadcast it.
Like, I'll have it here.
Yeah, but your question would then be broadcast.
Because you know that some of them listen. So now they're going to know you're broadcasting it live. They won't do it.
You better change your name.
No, we could put you set you up in this studio. We'll get you a computer. We'll set you up. We'll continue the show rolling, but we'll check in with you. We'll come over. We'll give you a phone or whatever to connect you through to the show.
We'll bring
you
water and food if you need it.
And we'll
it's
monitor
be a long
you
day.
Trying to get your question in. I think it could be a good thing.
Tuesday and Wednesday at 4 o'clock.
This will be good. How long will the Bears stiff arm me like they're Walter Payton? You know, with the good old stiff arm.
Unless you're willing to change your identity, I think this could last a while.
I'm not asking anything like off base.
So just for everyone up at Hallis Hall, Sylvie wants to know the answer to that question and the exact date when Ryan Pace's contract is up.
Yeah, those are the two
questions.
You
should answer the two questions. That'll be your follow-up.
Brad Palmer here.
Brad Palmer used to be the ABC 7 Bears beat guy. Legendary guy
look
in
it
this
up.
Town.
Look it up. Google it.
I know, but not everyone. We have a lot.
Google it.
He's been retired for nearly 15 years.
When I say Brad Palmer, Google it.
3-3-2-3-7-7-6. There is some good news. Legit Bears good news. Justin Fields is looking good. You'll hear the details about that. We got Cubs talk. We got Sox talk. Amazing night of baseball last night. It's all coming up on Waddle and Sylvie.
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
Follow at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87 on Twitter.
I think getting the answer to that question is important because remember when the Bears tweeted out QB1 with the Andy Dalton and they ticked everyone off? Like, it was because they knew no matter what would happen, someone promised him the job, that he was promised the job to sign here. That's why they were not premature in tweeting out QB1.
Should have just said QB1 for now. It was
prior
to the
draft. Do you really think a social media manager knows that he was promised the gig?
I don't know. I don't know how those things work.
I don't believe that connection is made.
Why is the social media director thinking that that's a clever tweet?
Well, he's a new quarterback. New quarterback for the team. They didn't have a quarterback, right?
There are a lot of social media posts in the world of sports that leave you asking the question, why the F would somebody do that?
Right. And again, and then what does Justin Fields have a chance to do in training camp? So not only the promise does affect whether he's ready or not. And look, if you don't want him to start opening day because of a promise or because you don't want him to face Aaron Donald, that's good. Like, I get it. Fine. But, you know.
I just, the concept. The actual language of the discussion is one thing. The concept is what leaves me chuckling. If you trade for Aaron Rodgers, you guarantee Aaron Rodgers that he'll be the starting quarterback in week one. When you sign Andy Dalton and give him $10 million, there's no guarantee. Like, if I thought you were that damn good, I would have signed you to a longer deal than a one-year deal.
Or I would have signed you last year when you were a free agent for less money.
And this isn't me getting on Andy Dalton thing. I just don't. I mean, in the world of the NFL, things change like that. I don't know how you could make a guarantee for a guy who is now on, what, his third team in 3 years? You just, I mean, to me, the process of that, take away the team, take away the player, the concept of it makes no sense to me.
Yeah, we're going to give you a shot to win. We think you're going to be our starter.
Yeah.
But just like any position, everyone's got to prove it. Things happen. Here's $10 million. Are you up for it?
Do you think Andy Dalton, he told you in his clip that when they talked to him, did you think Andy Dalton was completely shocked that this transpired? Andy Dalton was probably watching the draft the way that we were watching the draft. And he was going, we had a different feeling. He probably had an opposite feeling than we did. We were sitting there going, there's a chance.
Right.
This may happen. Oh, my goodness. Look at all the teams that are passing up on a quarterback. Andy Dalton's probably saying the same thing, but with a different feeling inside. Like, oh, my God, they are going to get one of these quarterbacks early in this draft. And this is not going to maybe go so well.
But remember, Andy Dalton in his Zoom last week on the open media day did allude to him being the starting quarterback.
Yeah.
I don't know if you have that bite, Chris. It was one of the last Andy Dalton bites from last week. It was in her folder. We could pull that up. I do want to play you this, and this is good news. Matt Nagy and some of the writers were raving about a deep ball that Justin Fields threw. Now, remember, it's only 7-on-7, but still, there were many times where Mitch had a clean pocket, and he would miss the wide-open deep ball. That was one of his big issues. Oftentimes, Taylor Gabriel, Allen Robinson.
Look, if you can't hit
wide open,
if you can't hit the deep ball in 7-on-7 in pads and OTAs, the way Mitch struggled at times, there should be an issue. It's good to hear that Justin Fields is making those throws.
So this is about the deep ball and his development here during these OTAs.
So his command right now is what he does is he sits back there with Flip when Andy's in there running the show, and he's back there repeating every word, and he's flipping it, and he's going through in his mind how to call the play like he's in the huddle. And so the big part of that is getting the personnel, understanding the formations, where's the ball at, is on the left hash, right hash, middle of the field, first wide vision. And so he's going through all that. I thought today he had a really good day of seeing that. I thought he spun the ball well. And I think going back to your question about that deep ball down the sideline, he has that mentality of rip your heart out. And so there's a couple plays in there, and not just today, but other days, where these quarterbacks are staying aggressive. And you got to see a taste of that today with Justin, and he made the nice throw to Demir down the sideline, and that ball just took off. And we talk about airtime. Airtime meaning when the wide receiver looks like he's covered to everybody in the stadium, but when that ball touches the top of the ceiling and starts coming down, the wide receiver separates. And that's what happened on that play, and he made a hell of a catch. So those are ones that we just like to teach off of this film. Same thing with the fumbles today that we had, being able to fix that, and then in and out of the huddle with a misalignment, how we're going to line up. You know, that's the quarterback's job to make sure everybody's right, and it's our job as coaches to teach it. So he's done a great job, Andy's done a great job. Nick, obviously, he'll hopefully be back next week, but, those guys are working hard.
Foles wasn't there, and a lot of defensive guys, again, minus Roquan, weren't there.
I think Gibson was there. Their safety that they re-signed was there today. Look, one of the things that was most impressive also about Justin Fields at Ohio State was he threw a beautiful deep ball.
Right.
I think he was probably the most accurate deep ball thrower in college football for a couple of years.
I think Pro Football Focus came out with something that he was the most accurate college passer, right?
Yeah, before the draft, and especially downfield, like you guys are saying, he was number one last season.
Fantastic.
So there's some good news there. Again, 7-on-7 OTAs, no defensive players, but it's good. It's better than overthrowing.
Listen, I'll draw the line to the White Sox. It's like them beating the Tigers. Listen, I'm not going to undervalue it. I'm not going to overvalue it. I'm going to value it. It's important. Make the throw.
Yep. Mike is on the north side. Mikey, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up?
Hey guys. By the way, Stilby, I'm glad your head's feeling better.
Thank you.
I want to give you credit before I begin my Bears comment that unlike LeBron, you did not abandon your team and leave to go get treatment. And of course, you actually had an injury. He didn't. But so, Sylvie, you're a great leader. So, Waddle, do you remember before the when all the trades were going on, the Bears might trade all this stuff, and you made a good point. You said, let's not mortgage the future. Let's not risk the future for overpaying. This year isn't that important. Let's not sign a guy for, 10, 12, 15 million, which, of course, they did. So let me ask you this. It seems both of you are kind of advocating a little bit for Fields starting earlier than later. Mahomes played in game 17. They had a better O-line. They had better tight ends. Is there anything wrong with protecting our asset, which is the future, and saying, hey, you're not going to play even if you look better in practice till we have the team ready to go? I don't care if we win this year. I'd love to see him play. But if he plays game 8 or 10 or 12, is that a big a deal?
Let me answer your question by asking you a question first.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that the Arizona Cardinals or the Houston Texans were negligent in starting Kyler Murray from week one or inserting Deshaun Watson into the game in week one? I mean,
yes.
Well, because it hasn't hurt them. It hasn't hurt
I'm
them.
I'm using your. You've talked a lot about O-line. Now, I don't think this is a big disagreement. It's just me. I want to get your guys' view on this. If you had never driven a sports car and I bought you a Ferrari, a brand new Ferrari,
damn,
and you took it out without any lessons, especially on these awful Chicago roads, and you're zipping around, Lake Forest, and I'd say to you, hey, why don't you learn how to drive this first? You have an asset, plus it's resellable, right? And you've never had a sports car your entire life. I just don't understand the rush. he can't be better than Mahomes, who's the best quarterback in the NFL. It didn't hurt him if he sat 17 games. And by the way, you know, Rodgers sat for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying.
I'm not against it, Mike. Look, yeah. I'm not against it. Like I said, Justin Fields will tell you when he's ready to play.
That's the key.
You know, I'm not advocating either way. If Justin Fields shows you that he needs some more time, the wrong situation you want, this is the wrong situation. Justin Fields shows you he needs more time and you stick him in because you don't have any other option.
Yes.
That's the worst scenario.
But if you have the Ferrari and you have been taking it out for test spins during training camp, during the preseason, are you putting a restrictor plate on the Ferrari? What's the point of having a Ferrari if you're going to put a restrictor plate on it?
What if I'm a naturally gifted race car driver?
Yeah, but
I'm just saying.
I'm saying that this Ferrari comp that he gave, are you going to slow it down? Like, if he tells you he's ready, that's it. If he's ready, he plays.
Well, that's
if he's
my
not,
point.
You don't.
My point is if what if Justin Fields shows you that he's a naturally born race car driver? Like, that's he will show you. The worst case scenario is he's not ready to go when you put him in there. They have the luxury of not doing that. If he shows you he's ready to go, That's the nature of the NFL in 2020, 2021, and going forward. Kyler Murray was sacked 48 times as a rookie. It hasn't really affected him. Deshaun Watson was sacked a lot. I mean, I don't want to expose Justin Fields the way that the Bengals exposed Burrow. But they were asking Burrow to throw it 45 times a game. I can play Justin Fields and protect him with a running game and a boot game and some other things. He'll tell you when he's ready to play.
All right, let's continue the conversation. If you want to weigh in, 332-3776. I want to also bring up Patrick Wisdom, because we raved about what Mercedes did in April, and this guy is doing as much as your mean Mercedes, what he did. It's an incredible story. And is this going to continue? Cubs and Padres, Jake, against you today as well. That's coming up next.
Coming up next.
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Bring Waddle and Sylvie with you at home or in your office. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
All right, we'll get to more of your Bears calls. Anything you want to talk about, plenty of room for you. We've got Jeff Garland coming up on the show at 3.
All right.
Curb Your Enthusiasm of the next season is coming up shortly. He sang recently at Wrigley Field. Big Cubs fan, big Bears fan, Bears season ticket holder. If you're just joining us on Twitch, it's twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. You can watch the show.
It was his birthday Saturday, wasn't it? Wasn't he at Wrigley for his birthday? He goes every year?
It was his birthday. He also announced, I think, a tour coming up, and he's going to be donating the proceeds of the tour to help some people. So a lot of good stuff with Jeff Garland to talk about. He's a big friend of the show. You can always download that ESPN Chicago app. We're dropping a brand new Crosstalk Unhinged today. Carmen and Yurko, Waddle and me got into the studio. Today's episode was really good. A lot of sports, a lot of off-sports stuff, and a lot of swearing today.
There's a good question, I think, that we should bring to our show at some point.
Yeah, we will, about when to leave a game, because Carmen was at the Sox game. We have had no shortage of great stories this baseball season. The White Sox have lived up to everything that they've been billed as.
And then some. Right. Carlos Rodon was not expected.
That's right.
Kopech has been a great...
Mercedes, right. It's been a fantastic ride. Even though they've been banged up, there have been a lot of guys who really have surprised you. And now the Cubs have surprised you too, especially lately, and they needed a win last night. They got it decisively. Want to play you some of the highlights, and you'll hear Patrick Wisdom in here too. This is courtesy of MSN. Last night's Cubs game.
Lomet looks in. A 1-2 is on the way to Wilson. And he drills that one left field. He thinks he got it. Way back there and gone. Look out. 2-0 to Wisdom. And that's crushed. Memorial, forgive it. And gone. He's done it again. His eighth. Patrick Wisdom. That's drilled out towards left center field. This one's got a chance. Got it! Nice. There's some slug for you. Rizzo the opposite way.
So that's a Boog Ciambi on Marquee Sports Network. It was great to hear a couple of home runs for Rizzo. And Patrick Wisdom, Patrick effing Wisdom, hit his eighth home run.
He hit an off-speed pitch last night as well. So, I mean, look, the numbers are crazy. How about this? I just, to compare him with Rizzo, who is starting to round into form, he's got 150 fewer at-bats and two more home runs than Rizzo does.
Wisdom has 150 less at-bats.
That's correct. Yes.
And I just don't know. Like, I'm expecting it to end. Maybe I'm crazy. I don't know. Like, Micah Hoffpower at one time was an all-star at first base for the Cubs and had a great first half. Patrick Wisdom is a former first-round pick. If you're wondering, like, 2 weeks ago on this show on Carmen and Yurko, we were asking the question, who the hell is Patrick Wisdom? And now he's hitting his eighth home run, and we're like, Patrick Evan Wisdom. People tweeted me they've actually bought his jersey. After his third home run, they invested in his jersey. Now, is this Michael Hoffpower all over again? Or is this a guy who is, at the very least, good at playing the David Bodie role? He was a former first-round pick out of high school with the Cardinals. And he is, as you brought up, like 70-some at-bats. And he made his professional debut in, like, 2013 in the major leagues. He hasn't had 100 at-bats before this year in Major League Baseball.
The stats I have for him on the ESPN Major League Baseball website, it shows 2018 with the Cardinals, where he played 32 games and had 50 at-bats. The following year with the Rangers, 9 games, 26 at-bats. And then in last year, he had 2 games and 2 at-bats with the Cubs. So looking just based on the ESPN website prior to this year, I got him at 43 games and 78 at-bats. That's what I got on the website. And this year he's, I mean, it's crazy. He's hitting 375. His on-base is 432. His slug is 1,025. His OPS is 1,457. And his WAR is 1.2.
He's got a 1.2 WAR already.
Look, it's a small sample size. But, like, if you compare it, and we were all giddy, and for good reasons, about what Yermín Mercedes was doing. Yermín Mercedes has 7 home runs total this year.
Right.
Wisdom has 8. Mercedes has got 196 at-bats.
This to me is like lightning striking twice in the same place.
Yeah.
This is Yermín Mercedes and the Yerbinator Burger and this sensation that he was in that first month of the season and how he carried them. And we're doing it again with another guy who's been a journeyman and he's been looking for his opportunity and he's making a statement. It's a great story. They're great stories.
I mean, it is. Like, your thought is there will definitely be regression. It's how much regression. Yermín was so damn good. He had the big hit on Friday night. He had another hit last night, but he's 2-for-19 in the month of June. And, I mean, in the month of May, you know, he hit 221, and he really has been struggling as teams have adjusted to him. What ultimately he will be at the end of the 2021 season, maybe he makes the adjustments to the adjustments.
Right.
Wisdom's going to be faced with the same thing. When that will happen, I don't know. But there will be regression. Teams will pitch him differently. And then can he make those adjustments to what he's seeing differently? That will ultimately define whether or not he can continue to contribute for you.
I brought this up the other day. 2020, we know how bad it was for many stars. I think Chris Bryant in the shortened season had 4 home runs all last year.
Yeah.
And Patrick Wisdom has 8 home runs.
Yeah.
In a how many game span was that? Like a 2 week span? 13, 14 starts? That's me.
Hello,
sorry.
Patrick Wisdom, please.
I'm waiting for the Bears to pick up my call.
I have 15 games in 2021 on my computer.
15 games,
8 home runs.
It's incredible. Mike and Skokie, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Mikey?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
You tell us.
Hey, so I'm just calling about Wisdom. I don't think the guy's a joke. There's not a lot going on with his swing. It's very simple. There's not a lot of moving parts. He reminds me a lot of Molitor. He's got the fast
Paul
hands.
Molitor?
Yep. Go look up some of old Molitor's footage, man.
There's
not a lot going on. He's got quick hands. He's got quick wrists. It doesn't take him long to figure it out.
It took him a decade to figure it out. That's a long time. I mean, where was Molly the last 10 years?
What's that?
Well, I'm just saying, you're like, it doesn't take him long. It's taken him a decade. I just want to know.
Broke into the bigs at 21.
Yeah, and Paul Molitor is a Hall of Famer. 3,000 hits. Yeah. I just want to know what's happened the prior decade.
Well, I have no idea. All I know is when I see this guy playing and I see that swing, I'm like, Jesus, that's Molitor right there.
I love it. We have ourselves a Patrick Wisdom, Paul Molitor, one of the best pure hitters in baseball.
Babe Wisdom. That's his new nickname. I said this to you as well. Look, I'm being dead serious here. Defensively, he's been equally impressive. He's made some nice plays. There's no doubt this is a small sample size, but in the small sample size, he's done some pretty incredible stuff.
He's won games for you. Just like your mean Mercedes won game on the South Side. What a game that was. Yeah. So if you want to talk last night's Sox game, Carmen had a good story. We'll relay that in a little bit. Cubs are playing this afternoon. It's Darvish against Jake. This is going to be a lot of fun today. If you want to weigh in on Wisdom, on the Bears quarterback, I want to get to Gregory on the South Side who wanted to weigh in on Justin Fields, 332-3776. And we'll talk to Jeff Garland, our great friend, coming up at 3.
Even if you're not spending as much time in the car, don't miss a minute of Waddle and Sylvie at home. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
All right, we have another Sox-Blue Jays game tonight. It was a playoff-like atmosphere. Got a fun story on Carmen DeFalco and when you leave games early. Pre-game tonight at 6:30, 7:10 first pitch. It was a playoff atmosphere last night. Cubs have an afternoon game. We'll keep you updated. It's you against Jake. Darvish.
Oh.
Not you.
Not me.
You, Darvish.
Hey, listen.
The guy who used to be on the Cubs.
You're going to laugh at me maybe when I say this, but like if you can come home from this trip, get the day off, and then face the Cardinals for 4, going 3-4 on that trip against the Giants and the Padres.
Sign me up.
I get it that it's only a game difference than what would be, what, a 2-5 trip.
Right.
But, like, it makes you, wouldn't it make you feel, like, you go out there and beat you, Darvish, today, and you come home 3-4 from this trip, you're feeling good.
Phil Jackson with the Dynasty Bulls used to be happy if they would play 500 ball on the West Coast. They had a 7-game road trip. If they'd be 4-3, he'd be happy.
Yeah.
Like, you go 3-4 against the Giants and Padres, who are good, and especially, like, this is a big swing game. Like, it's a swing game.
I do. Listen, I know that we're early in this year, it's one of 162, but like this changes the way that you feel a little bit about your team for a short period of time.
And it's not just the end of the year as far as the long year, it's to the trade deadline, right?
Like, every one of these games is accentuated, in my opinion,
because of the decisions. Gregory on the South Side wanted to talk some Bears. Hey, Greg, what's on your mind?
Hey, what's up, guys? What's going on my mind is, I like to say, it's a continuous process with the Bears that I'm watching very closely. But my thing is we say Justin Fields to start. But my thing is, what's the two most important positions on the offense?
Left tackle is one of them.
And quarterback, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they're going to, from what their process is, looks like they're building to be a rookie at quarterback and a rookie at left tackle. Something kind of off balance with me on that.
Yeah.
Not sure how the guy, Jake, Jenkins is going to be, but that's going to be rough to me. It's a great point. I just want to know what you guys think.
It's fair. It's something you definitely keep your eye on. Like, again, I watched Kyler Murray in his rookie season and didn't feel like he was in harm's way. I watched Joe Burrow last year playing behind that Bengals offensive line and them asking him to throw it 50 times a game. He was in harm's way. That would have made me nervous if I was a Bengals fan. Like, you just got to see how it goes. It's a fair question, but I just don't know how anybody can come to it's June 9th, and you know exactly what the right thing to do is June 9th.
If he's ready, he's ready. If he's not, he's not. Yeah. Now, other factors go into it. My point today about asking that question to Nagy, and they wouldn't let me ask it, about whether or not there's a promise to Dalton. Here's the point. Here's the point of all that, whether there's a promise. I could accept we don't want to start our rookie because there's too much on his plate and the line isn't ready yet.
Okay.
Or he's not ready yet. Or we don't think he's ready for the Rams defense yet. I can't accept our guy isn't starting because we promised Andy Dalton. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
That's the best way to lay it out.
Yeah, I
can accept 10 different reasons why Justin Fields doesn't start. I'm not demanding Justin Fields starts. I'm just saying it's stupid to not have him start because you made a promise to Andy Dalton in April.
I look, and I'm not telling anybody how to run their business. If I'm running a football team, I'm not making promises to guys unless you're an Aaron Rodgers, an Aaron Donald type of player. You're not getting a guarantee. I can lay this out to you. You're smart. You can see what the opportunity is, but I can't guarantee you. I can guarantee you $10 million.
Yeah, there you go, and that's pretty good. You made three last year. Lewis in Northbrook, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Lou?
Hey, what's up, guys? First time caller, but I love the show.
Thank you. We appreciate you.
Waddle, I have a football card. I kind of want you to sign. I don't know how I'm going to get it to you, but I need you to sign that.
190 it's North State Street. One.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I'm going to send it. I'm going to send it for sure. I need that signed. But I wanted to make a point about the Cubs. And I kind of get in conversation with a bunch of my Sox friends. And the Cubs aren't getting a lot of credit for what's going on in the North Side. And there's two points that I want to make. One of them is basically everybody expected the Cubs to lose, including the front office. And they're still pointing in the right direction and they're proving us wrong. And the second one is basically all the players we've had in the IL. Like Nico Hoerner, and if Patrick Wisdom has kind of shown us anything, needs these at-bats, and Nico Horner's not getting them, and he's going to get better, and he's going to come and look at all these at-bats, and the team's only going to get better. So why wouldn't the front office kind of invest in the future?
The reason I come back to Lewis, everything you say is true. Rizzo missed time, Hoerner missed time, Duffy's missing time, Bodie's missed time, Hayward's missed time, Hap's missed time with the collision. All these guys have missed time. And to be this good, I can't get over as a Cubs fan that they have one starting pitcher you would be comfortable with in a playoff series. That's why I don't believe, I hope I'm wrong. But do you believe, Lewis, that you have a starting staff to do anything in the postseason?
I don't. And the only thing I come back to and always, and this is why I make my decision that we should trade players, not invest, is because we have a bullpen that's going to get shut down. Like, they're going to shut these guys down. They're not going to give Nutch innings. And if you do, you're going to basically trash their arm. And they're going to not be as good in the long run. And they're going to be our future bullpen. So why continue to just send them out there, give them innings, like shut them down and just invest in our future, man.
That's what Jesse was saying yesterday.
Yeah, I thought that was a great point that I really hadn't even considered, was that their bullpen, as great as it's been, at some point you're going to have to tap the brakes on some of them.
On the guys who they think are legit, like a Keegan Thompson.
Yeah, and to the point about your guys have been hurt. That's true. And as I said, Rizzo's back and he's starting to hit the baseball consistently the way he always has. I think you'd find it really hard to find guys that have stepped in and filled those roles of the guys who've been banged up better than the guys who have done it.
Can I jump in for a second? Non-sports guys. I just want to point out, sitting in the producer studio a little behind the scenes, I hear one side of the phone calls that Abdallah is screening. So when you call into the station, Abdallah answers the phone during Waddle and Sylvie, and I hear one side of that conversation. Do you guys know that dudes are calling up asking Abdallah what he's wearing?
What do you mean, who?
Lewis, who just was on the air.
What do you mean?
But
like,
all I hear is Abdallah go, what am I wearing? Oh, well, I'm wearing
like the Jordans.
Was he breathing heavy? No, they want the heat. They want the heat check.
Hi, Adam. What are you wearing today?
They want the heat check.
Hey, what does that mean, they want the heat check?
They
want
to know what shoes
they're
wearing.
Take your temperature?
Oh, okay, you guys are talking shoes. Okay.
That's what I think, your Jordans.
Yeah.
What are you wearing today?
Today, well, it's hot out, so I'm wearing shorts. And, like, I'm a shorter dude, so wearing, like, a pair of Jordan 1s and shorts makes me look like I'm even shorter.
Why is that?
So, because they're high tops.
They're high tops, and then the shorts, and it makes you look
really that extra couple of inches.
Oh, yeah. It would look weird.
Really?
Sometimes the extra inches help.
Yeah,
promo code ESPN.
I was going to say. Okay.
So today I'm wearing a pair of original Ultra Boost 1.0s in the gray.
Okay.
Gray Ultra Boost 1.0. It means they're old. They're I just opened them this year, though, so they're
fantastic. We should check in every day and find out what you got.
Well, now I got to have the heat check.
People are calling in. Hey, Abdallah, what are you wearing?
I got to step it up.
I just hear Adam in the background. Well, I'm wearing. I'm like,
hey,
wait, what's going on back here?
Now he's got to step it up.
We encourage everyone to be as creepy as possible when you call and Abdallah answers the phone. 332-3776 is our phone number. And we talked to one of our favorites. He's a diehard Chicago sports fan, and he's very great at what he does, whether it's being an actor or comedian. Jeff Garland, Chicago native, joins us in 2 short minutes.